powerless in California's wildfire fight.
5 days without electricity is pretty unacceptable.
New hurdle for House impeachment inquiry.
The White House says the executive branch cannot be expected to participate in it.
Cruise ship chaos.
You go on an expensive trip like this, it's absolutely ruined our year.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan, and it is a powerless feeling for hundreds of thousands of people without electricity in Northern California.
It's going back to the primitive way. You're going to have to use firewood.
In an unusual move, Pacific Gas and Electric began turning off the juice overnight. As we hear from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti, it's because of wildfire fears with a forecast of hot and windy weather.
The state's largest energy provider can't afford to take any chances, no matter how long it takes.
Can't expect that we may not have power in certain areas for up to 7 days.
Sometimes I feel like we're being punished by PG&E because of all the lawsuits.
In 2017, Thad Mazzoni's Coffee Park neighborhood burned to the ground.
It was a mess. I mean, there was a few chimneys standing. That was about it. There was nothing else left.
What do you think about their proposal to turn off electricity?
It's just something new that people are going to have to get used to.
Meteorologist Mike Pechner agrees.
The winds in this case will be around 55 miles an hour, but they're strong enough to take down lines.
Power lines were blamed for the massive fire last year that destroyed much of the town of Paradise. If House Democrats thought the Trump White House would cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, they thought wrong. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says a letter has been sent to the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi.
The White House letter blasts the impeachment inquiry as partisan and unconstitutional, and it says the president, quote, cannot participate in it under these circumstances. Lawyers for the president point to past practice, where the House has first voted to authorize an impeachment inquiry, and a presidential lawyer has been able to cross-examine witnesses. Democrats say there's nothing in the House rules or in the Constitution requiring either.
Bernie Sanders says he's going to slow down his presidential campaign pace after his heart attack and surgery last week.
I'm feeling good. We're getting some work done, doing some walking, getting stronger.
He says holding 4 rallies a day may be behind him. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
Even if he gets back out on the campaign trail and does his typical Bernie with energy and passion and fire, he gets it, and he has to reconcile his dream to become president of the United States with that political reality.
Well, candidates have been known to tell tales from the past to crowds of supporters. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says there are questions about one story from presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren.
Warren is defending a story she often touts on the campaign trail.
The principal did what principals did in those days. Wished me luck and hired someone else for the job.
Claiming she was fired from her first teaching job in New Jersey while 6 months pregnant. But some have questioned her version of events, pointing to a 2007 interview where she gave a different reason for why she left.
I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me.
And minutes from school board meetings show Warren's resignation was accepted with regret.
It doesn't matter much what the term is, but let's be clear. I was 6 months pregnant. The job that I'd been hired for the next year was taken away when they knew I was pregnant.
A new book reveals a startling allegation about Matt Lauer, the disgraced former Today Show host who was fired for sexual misconduct in 2017. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Variety magazine reveals that in an interview with Ronan Farrow for his new book, Catch and Kill, former NBC News employee Brooke Nevels says Lauer raped her in his hotel room at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Nevels alleges Lauer pushed her against the door and kissed her. He then pushed her onto the bed. Nevels says she declined several times, but she, quote, was in the midst of telling him she wasn't interested again when he just did it.
NBC says Lauer's conduct was appalling, horrific, and reprehensible. A 9-year-old child has been charged with murder and arson in the deaths of 5 people 6 months ago in a mobile home fire in Goodfield, Illinois. It's left people in the small village stunned.
He's going to need some way to cope with that. I don't know if he understands what he's really done. Can you imagine?
If convicted, the child would face probation and counseling. Authorities in Dallas say the shooting death of a key witness in the murder conviction of a police officer had nothing to do with the case. Assistant Police Chief Avery Moore says it was a drug deal gone bad.
According to suspect Jacarius Mitchell, all 3 suspects came from Alexandria, Louisiana, to purchase drugs from Joshua Brown.
Montgomery, Alabama, once known as the cradle of the Confederacy and launchpad for the civil rights movement, now has its first black mayor, 45-year-old probate judge Stephen Reed.
What I see in the results of tonight is a unified Montgomery, and let the record show that.
American Airlines says it plans to return the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jetliner to service January 16th. The airline says it expects modifications will lead to the aircraft being recertified later on this year. 18 people on an American flight from San Francisco to Charlotte back on September 21st have been vaccinated. They may have been exposed to a flight attendant with hepatitis A. On an overseas cruise, passengers say the food was terrible. But as CBS's Vicki Barker tells us, the complaints go far beyond that.
Mutinying passengers on board the Norwegian Spirit cruise ship. They were promised a two-week multi-stop mystical fjords tour.
It was absolutely horrible. The worst trip of our lives.
Cody McNutt of Denver, Colorado. Bad weather affected the itinerary just a bit.
We missed five ports. We floated around the English Channel for 2 days. The food was going bad. The toilet in our room stopped flushing.
McNutt and his partner jumped ship after spending $5,000 on their trip of a lifetime. So far, no refunds forthcoming from Miami-based Norwegian Cruise Lines. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, three scientists who worked on the development of lithium-ion batteries share the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. One of them, American John Goodenough, is the oldest Nobel honoree at 97. There are new numbers out on STDs in this country.
Infections from three sexually transmitted diseases have increased for the fifth straight year. Reported cases of chlamydia jumped by 3% last year compared to the year before. The gonorrhea rate was up 5% to about 580,000 cases. And the syphilis rate was up a whopping 15% to about 35,000 cases, the most since 1991. Officials say the increases coincided with public health funding cuts and clinic closures. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Well, there's been additional fallout overseas for the NBA over a rift with China that began with a team official's tweet supporting Hong Kong protesters. The league has now canceled media sessions ahead of a preseason game in Shanghai. It's not clear if that game's going to take place as scheduled. A fan night celebration and charity event with Special Olympics also called off. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.